Welcome to D&B College. Today we're diving into a future jungle approach for tightening an amen variation in Ableton Live 12, with that old-school D&B pressure still fully intact. The goal here is not to make the break robotic. The goal is to make it feel more deliberate, more controlled, more club-ready. You want that raw amen energy, but shaped into something that locks with the kick, supports the sub, and still has enough grime and movement to feel alive. That balance is the whole game in future jungle. The break needs to feel human and sliced, but the grid still has to hit hard. If it's too loose, the tune smears. If it's too rigid, the swing disappears and you lose the jungle character. So what we're building is a tighter amen variation that still feels like a real break edit, not a sample pack loop. Start with a break that already has the right attitude. Ideally, pick an amen or amen-adjacent loop with clear transient detail, strong snare identity, and enough ghost notes to survive re-editing. You want to hear the snare speak, especially around the key backbeats, and you want the little hats and in-between hits to still be present. If the source already sounds too polished, too shiny, or over-limited, it often fights this style. Future jungle loves a bit of dirt. It loves movement. Once the break is in Ableton, warp it lightly. Don't flatten it into submission. If the source needs pitch preservation, Complex Pro can help, but for a lot of break work, Beats Mode keeps the transients sharper. The idea is to lock the phrase to the tempo without destroying the natural tumble of the amen. You're aiming for inside the tempo, not stamped onto the grid. What to listen for here is simple. Does the snare still feel decisive? And do the ghost notes still move air, or have they turned into mush? If the break starts sounding blurry, back off the warp correction. If it feels too stiff, nudge it slightly so it leans with a bit more swing. Tiny moves go a long way. From there, slice the break into performance-friendly pieces. You can use simpler in slice mode if you want to play it like an instrument, or you can cut the audio clip directly if you already know the exact edit you want. A strong in and slice map usually gives you kicks, snares, ghost snares, little hat fragments, and maybe one tail or room hit for glue. Keep the slices short enough to rearrange, but not so tiny that the break loses its identity. This is a big decision point. If you want performance and live feeling variation, go with simpler slice. If you want precise pocket control and a more written result, do the editorial audio cut approach. Both work. The question is whether your tune needs restless movement or ruthless precision. Now build a one-bar variation first. That's important. Don't start with a loose two-bar loop that repeats itself too obviously. In this style, one bar of concentrated rhythmic information often hits harder than a lazy longer phrase. Think of the bar as a small piece of architecture. A solid starting shape might be a kick-led anchor on beat one, a small ghost or hat flick in the spaces, a strong snare on two, a tiny pickup after that, then a lower energy kick or ghost combo on three, and another snare-led moment on four. Keep the snare as the spine. That's one of the main anchors in old-school flavored jungle. The ghost notes should add propulsion, not noise. If they're crowding the downbeats, remove one. In amen programming, subtraction is often the real groove tool. Now comes the tightening. This is where the variation stops feeling like a raw slice and starts feeling like a record. Use micro timing, not brute force quantize. If the main snare feels lazy, push it slightly forward. If a ghost note needs more swagger, let it sit a hair late. Keep your kick anchors close to the grid for clarity, and let some of the little hat fragments fall just behind for motion. The point is to make the groove read better against the bass line. If a timing move doesn't change how the break feels with the kick and sub, leave it alone. And this is where you should always check it in context. Loop two bars with the kick and sub running, then bring in the main bass line. What you're listening for is whether the break suddenly masks the bass attack, or whether the bass feels late, because the break is stealing the ear with busy ghost hits. If that happens, simplify the slice pattern before you try to fix it with processing. In D&B, the groove often gets better when you remove, not add. Once the rhythm is working, shape the sound with a focused stuck device chain. A really useful clean chain is EQ8, drum bus, then saturator. Use EQ8 to clear useless sub rumble and trim a bit of mud if the break is clouding the low end. Drum bus can add punch and body. Saturator can thicken the break without just turning it up louder. If you want a dirtier future jungle edge, try auto filter, saturator, and a gentle compressor. Darken the top a little if the break is too bright, add controlled grime, then use compression lightly to steady the envelope without flattening the transient life. What to listen for here is whether the snare still cracks after the drive, and whether the break gains attitude without turning into hiss. You want pressure, not blur. You want weight, not washed out noise. A key advanced move is to use just one deliberate repeat or stutter, not five, just one. That could be a double hit before the snare, a quick 1/16 retrigger leading into a phrase change, a reverse tail, or a snare drag into beat 4. One good stutter gives the bar personality. Too many stutters make the groove nervous in the wrong way. Why this works in DNB is because the style lives on tension control. The listener wants to feel motion, but they also need anchor points. A single well-placed retrigger gives you movement without losing the floor. That's the sweet spot. If the variation already feels strong as a one-bar statement, print it. Seriously. Resample it. Commit it to auto. That helps you stop endlessly tweaking and starts you arranging like a producer, not a loop editor. Once it's printed, you can shape fills, reverses, and little transition to tails much faster. Now think in phrases. Don't just make a loop. Make a section move. A great future, Jungle Drop might run with a fuller break for a couple of bars, then tighten into the Amen variation, then strip a little top end, then bring the variation back with one extra turn or fill. That phrasing gives the listener a sense of progression, which is crucial in jungle and old-school DNB. The drums are often carrying the story. A really useful move is to let the variation lead into the next bass phrase by half a bar. A snare drag, a pickup, or a tiny reverse hit can make the next bass note feel authored rather than accidental. That's the difference between a loop and an arrangement. Always balance the break against the sub and bass line, not in isolation. The kick and sub should feel like the floor. The Amen variation supplies the texture and motion on top. If both are trying to own the same low-end space, the groove collapses. So keep the breaks low and under control, avoid stereo widening on the core drum body, and decide which element owns each important subdivision. What can go wrong? The room tone in the break can make the sub feel smaller. A bright hat slice can mask the bass attack. Saturated low mids can eat the kick. Fix those problems with targeted EQ, not broad dulling. Remove the conflict first, then hear the groove again. For the later drop or second half of the arrangement, make a second pass version. Duplicate the first edit and change a few things. Maybe remove one kick and add a ghost snare. Maybe make the final bar feel a bit more volatile. Maybe darken the top for a few bars, then open it back up. Maybe add a tiny reverse hit into the last bar. This gives you development without losing identity. That's a big part of advanced DNB arrangement. The same break can feel like it's becoming more unstable over time, but it never loses the plot. That's the future jungle energy right there. A few pro reminders before you lock it in. Protect the snare character. Protect the relationship between the kick and ghost hits. Keep one recurring hat or tail to tail so the ear knows it's still the same break. If those anchors survive, you can be much more aggressive with everything else. Also, check it with the bass muted for a moment, then bring the bass back. If the break only feels exciting without the low end, it's probably over-edited or too crowded in the mids. And compare the variation against the original break at the same loop length. If it sounds cleaner but loses the original swagger, you may have tightened it too far. Here's the simple truth. Finish the groove before you finish the texture. Texture is easy to overdo because it feels like progress. Cock it is what actually makes the tune hit. So the mini practice here is perfect. Use one Amen source, only stock Ableton devices, one main saturation stage, one EQ stage, and exactly one stutter moment. Build a one-bar variation first, then make a two-bar later pass version that clearly evolves it. Keep it functional in mono. Then loop it with your kick, sub, and bass line. If the snare spine is still clear, the bass still reads, and the break feels tighter rather than busier, you've nailed it. That's the sound of a future jungle Amen edit with real intent. Lean, dangerous, and full of pressure. Give the exercise a go. Print the best version and trust your ears. If it leans forward with energy instead of just looping harder, you're absolutely in the right place.